Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Overview of Popular Generative AI Frameworks. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application Tools and Techniques in Generative AI in the Generative AI for IT Managers in Finance course. In this lesson, we'll explore two of the most popular frameworks used in generative AI development, TensorFlow and PyTorch. We'll cover their key features and help you understand how to select the right framework for your projects. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify the strengths and weaknesses of each framework and make informed decisions on which to use in your finance-related applications. Main content. Introduction to TensorFlow and PyTorch. TensorFlow and PyTorch are two of the most widely used frameworks in the field of generative AI. Both have unique characteristics that make them suitable for different types of projects. TensorFlow is an open-source platform developed by Google. It is known for its flexibility and scalability, making it suitable for large-scale machine learning projects. TensorFlow employs a data flow graph structure, where nodes represent operations and edges represent the data that flows between them. This architecture allows for powerful optimizations and efficient deployment across various platforms. PyTorch, on the other hand, is known for its ease of use and intuitive design. Developed by Facebook's AI Research Lab, PyTorch uses a dynamic computation graph, allowing developers to modify the graph on the fly. This feature makes PyTorch particularly appealing for research and prototyping, as it enables quick iterations and debugging. Key features of each framework. Understanding the key features of TensorFlow and PyTorch will help you determine which framework aligns best with your project requirements. Key features of TensorFlow: scalability. TensorFlow is designed to handle large datasets and complex models, making it a great choice for enterprise-level applications. Deployment options. It offers robust tools for deploying models in production, including TensorFlow Serving for serving models and TensorFlow Lite for mobile and embedded devices. TensorBoard. TensorFlow includes an exceptional visualization tool called TensorBoard, which allows you to monitor training progress and visualize model performance. Key features of PyTorch: dynamic computation graphs. PyTorch's dynamic nature allows for greater flexibility in model design and easier debugging. User-friendly API. The interface is straightforward, making it easier for newcomers to learn and implement machine learning concepts. Strong community support. PyTorch has a vibrant community and extensive documentation, which can be immensely helpful for troubleshooting and accessing resources. Selecting the right framework for your project. Choosing the right framework depends largely on your specific project needs, resources, and team expertise. Here are some factors to consider when making your decision: project size and complexity. If you are working on a large-scale project that requires extensive scalability and deployment options, TensorFlow may be the better choice. Conversely, if your focus is on research or you need a framework that allows for quick iterations, PyTorch would be more suitable. Team skill set. Consider the experience and familiarity of your team with either framework. If your team has prior experience with one framework, it would be more efficient to stick to it unless there are compelling reasons to switch. Performance requirements. Evaluate the performance needs of your project. If speed and adaptability during the development process are critical, PyTorch's dynamic graphs can offer a significant advantage. However, if you're looking for optimized performance in production, TensorFlow's static graphs might be beneficial. Community and resources. Both frameworks have supportive communities, but you may find that one has more resources, tutorials, or libraries available for your specific needs. By considering these factors, you can make an informed decision that aligns with your project's requirements and your team's capabilities. Conclusion. In this lesson, we explored the popular generative AI frameworks TensorFlow and PyTorch. We discussed their key features, including TensorFlow's scalability and deployment options and PyTorch's ease of use and dynamic computation graphs. Finally, we reviewed factors to consider when selecting the right framework for your finance-related projects. By understanding these frameworks, you will be better equipped to leverage generative AI technologies in your organization. Reflection questions: how would you determine whether TensorFlow or PyTorch is more suitable for your specific project requirements? Can you identify a recent project where using one of these frameworks could have enhanced the outcome? What are some advantages and disadvantages you see in using each framework for generative AI applications in finance?